From the Sheraton Charles Hotel, the home of radio, N.O.E.
Radio Ecstasy, W.N.O.E. Number one, true by three, W.N.O.E.
1060.
First in New Orleans, radio.
Now, as we're making history here, history in the making.
On W.N.O.E.
At 4:55, it's 49, partly cloudy, WNOE degrees. This is News Making History, Bannerline, Washington.
The Federal Communications Commission has put a freeze on applications by broadcasting stations, which will complete the FCC's current questionnaire on failure practices. The announcement says that the 5,236 radio and TV stations given the questionnaire in early December, some 300 have made no reply. January 4th was the deadline for the first of two reports. WNOE is not among those who refuse to reply.
Dateline, Baton Rouge. A Chicago attorney says that slain Dr. Rosamond McMillan was not the kind to get involved with a married man. Leon Ketchum, who handled the murdered woman's affairs, said any possible romance with suspect Dr. George Mickey, LSU graduate school dean, was out of the question. Dateline, Lafayette. Francis Grubenberg, the Republican candidate for governor in the April 19th general election, said if people want gambling, they should change the laws. Addressing a noon luncheon meeting, he said as long as the law is there, it should be enforced. Dateline, New Iberia. A citizens group is seeking impeachment of Iberia Sheriff G. Jerry Wattigny. Tomorrow, read it in your history papers.
Let me ask you this question. WNOE reflects the public opinion.
We heard this from many sources. Whenever a transit system increases its fares, at the same time, there should be an increase in courtesy on the part of its operators.
Dateline New Orleans, Shad O'Shea has found out that he's not the only lonely person in the world. Since the disc jockey first announced on the air that he was looking for a mate, he's been flooded with letters from lonely girls. News for you from Tri-Cities Renault. Dateline, Corinth, Mississippi, 16-year-old Darnell Glidewell has been indicted by a federal grand jury in the Halloween death of a Negro youth. He pleaded innocent. Dateline, Generette, Louisiana, burglars grabbed $1,500 from a supermarket overnight. Iberia sheriff's deputy said the yeggs cracked a hole in the roof, peeled the front from the safe, escaped without touching off the alarm. Whenever news breaks out, WNOE breaks in.
Liz Taylor will get $1 million for a part in the motion picture Cleopatra. At the whopping salary, and tailor-made.
Confidential to you from the WNOE spy line. It's Sergeant Elvis Presley now, and Elvis should finally be home about the middle of February. There's a picture ready for production as soon as Presley dons civilion clothes again.
Dateline Olathe, Kansas, a Transworld airliner with 34 aboard, landed safely at the Naval Air Station today. Dateline Youngstown, Ohio, another Transworld airliner with 27 aboard made a safe landing at Youngstown's airport after a small electrical fire was noted. Dateline Washington, U.S. Surgeon General Leroy Burney disclosed outbreaks of influenza-like diseases have been reported in 14 states and the District of Columbia. As in the past, WNOE presents the present, faces the future.
Francis Grevenberg will not win, but there will be more Republican votes cast than at any other time outside of the presidential election when I carried this state.
The NOE weather I foresee is fair and cold through tomorrow with a low tonight of 36. In the wide and wonderful, it's 49, 49 cloudy NOE degrees. That's the news for Tri-City.